WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School District administrators have informed the school board about changes to bus routes and class schedules starting after Christmas break. Communications Director Brandon Webb says no one wanted to wait until next August.
And the teachers, the staff, the principals, the trustees that we've spoken to about this already, parents consistently said, don't limp along, fix it. Fix it now, rip the Band-Aid off, fix it for kids, and start the new year.
Webb says parents will be receiving new cards containing updated information that is easy for them to understand.
Instead of RT number, which wasn't clear to everyone, that means route number, which also corresponds to the bus number. Say bus number, you know? I mean, it's little low-tech solutions like that.
Details from Bryan ISD are online at WTAW.com. The only public speaker at last week's College Station City Council meeting got the attention of the governing body.
I approached C-STEP, that's the College Station Tourism and Entertainment Police, after almost being hit crossing Boyette. It's an intersection on Boyette and University.
Bobby Carter's request was picked up by Councilman James Benham at the end of the meeting.
Potentially a dedicated pedestrian crossing light instead of... So that you had dedicated crossing signal for pedestrians instead of them having to cross while there's a another green light for vehicles.
Then the council heard from the city's public works director that said they are looking for a consultant to do a traffic study. Brazos County is changing the way drug and blood tests are handled in order to expedite the process. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says it is currently taking 8 months to a year for test results to come back from the Department of Public Safety Crime Lab in Austin.
So looking at cost savings, we thought it would be a good idea to essentially contract with a chemist at DPS where we pay their salary and they work on our cases first.
Parsons says other counties have reduced their wait time for test results from 9 months to 30 days.
One, those people who are guilty get sent off to prison faster. The second thing, which I think is just as important, is that people who, if they have a controlled substance or something that we think is a controlled substance, and it turns out to not be a controlled substance, those people are let out of jail faster.
Parsons says the contract has been approved in the commissioner's court and is awaiting DPS's approval. State employees have until tonight at midnight to participate in the annual State Employees Charitable Campaign. United Way administers the campaign in the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says the latest update from Texas A&M and the A&M system is from 2 weeks ago.
Already between Texas A&M University and the system, they've raised over $400,000 with this campaign. So it's really exciting. And that doesn't include any of the other state agencies that are in our region. Health and Human Services Commission, DPS, TABC, all of the acronyms that you hear thrown around, they all will be reporting.
Final numbers from the annual SECC will be released the first of the next year. WTAW news time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Keep those Halloween picks coming on in. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com. Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 4th, it's tractor selection and safety. Operating farm equipment is a necessary part of agriculture, and using the right equipment safely will prevent injuries. Come learn about how to choose it and how to use it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
8:08. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your local nationwide agent, parts of your member-driven community where serving members' needs are their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here you go.
Lots of clouds and cooler for today. Temperatures only up to about 65 to 70. There's the chance for a stray shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. There may be a shower or thunderstorm tonight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Any showers end tomorrow. It stays partly to mostly cloudy. It turns warmer. Highs tomorrow afternoon, 75 to 80. We'll continue to warm up through Thursday. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So we've just thrown together another stupendous contest.
Stupendous!
Because we're all about that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Always doing that. Here we go. We got to send us a picture of you in your costume, okay? 979-695-1620, and we'll take them all through the day.
Yep.
And then what we'll do is we'll look at them tomorrow, and then we'll announce a winner, and we'll give you tickets to the Renaissance Festival and tickets to Moody Garden.
Ooh.
By the way, I'll
look around and see if we can find some other stuff.
We know how to do Google Images, so don't – not that our listening audience wouldn't do this because they're very honest folks and
right.
Great hardworking folks.
Right.
But just a FYI, we know how to spot the fakes.
Yeah. So don't be doing that. We may ask you to come up here in your costume
ooh,
to collect
ooh,
it.
Yeah. Even better. Collector's fee.
I got to get dressed up again in this stupid outfit.
On November 1st.
Yeah, exactly. People will be pointing at me and all that stuff. All right. So we mentioned the Olympics and, because, you know, I'm forever about the Olympics. That's, yeah, that's a really big deal.
So. Mm-hmm.
Olympic music.
This is?
Yeah. That's because the Olympic
figure
flame
skating
is officially being handed over to the organizers of the Winter Games today.
Oh.
The flame finished its relay in Greece. The handover ceremony included a choreographed dance and music number.
Of course it did.
Wait, was that really Olympic music?
Yeah. Happened to
I thought it was too. Like I thought it was like a Halloween thing
no,
or something.
No. That
sounds creepy.
It does kind of sound creepy.
Yeah, it sounds like the intro to a figure skating routine.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
that's
very
to
ominous.
Me. That could be it.
Very dramatic.
So that'll be enough. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll want to seriously consider whether or not you want to do this iPhone 10. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Deals, it costs like what, $1,000?
$1,000.
Okay, $1,000. And then we find out that it'll cost you $280 to repair a cracked iPhone X
screen.
Jeez.
Yeah.
If you don't have Apple Care Plus, that's $110 more than the cost of repairing, for instance, your iPhone 8 screen.
Right.
Which costs about $170.
And you know you're going to drop it.
Yeah, you are. It's also $130 more than repairing just your regular iPhone 8 screen. So, all right, here's another way to look at it. $280 is over a quarter of the iPhone X's $1,000 price tag before taxes, and even your Apple Care thing doesn't mm-hmm. soften the blow. Cost you your cracked screen to repair. It'll cost you still $200 to get the Apple Care Plus itself, then an additional $30 for the screen repair. So they got you coming or going.
Man.
That sounds like such a pain.
And you
have to remember too, yes, it's the 10, but it's still the first of its kind.
It is.
And some of the technology that it has.
Yep.
And we all know that you never want to be the first.
Nope.
Because there's always going to be bugs and other things that just, it's not going to work out.
I don't know that it came from that, but what we call this is the beta version, okay? When they roll something out, the first of them is called the beta version. And that might go back to Betamax. See, back in the day, there were two video systems, okay? One was Sony, the other was VHS. Sony was great because it was Sony. But the things weighed like 200 pounds, okay? Took two people to lift the machine and put it someplace. Mm-hmm. And when it was all said and done, people liked the other one better.
Yeah.
And so as a result, that's what won is the VHS, and that's what everybody ended up with. All right, so if you happen to have bought a Mega Millions ticket in Virginia, we didn't, none of us, because we weren't there. The chances are small, okay? We've talked about it. It's like 1 in 292 million or something like that. But for about 180 tickets, there was zero chance. 180 tickets were sold in a one-hour period in Virginia on October the 27th that had absolutely no chance of winning.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's not good.
Right.
And the other thing you think about is, was this the first time it's happened or just the first time we found out about it? Because, again, I know you've got that hard-earned dollar or $2 or whatever it costs to go buy that ticket, but if you have zero chance of winning, Yeah, it probably wouldn't make you feel too good to know that.
Yeah, so, I'm not going to be playing the lottery in Virginia anytime soon.
That's it. One more reason. Oh, let's go to the phones. Hello.
Well, first of all, I want to just say that it's a relief to be able to swerve all over the freeway now legally while talking on my telephone.
I know. Does that make you feel better?
It makes me feel a lot better, just as a law-abiding citizen.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, right.
The second thing is I saw the tweet that went out a minute ago about Chelsea and Zach, and I noticed that Chelsea dressed up as, a hippie chick, and I just wanted to share with you, Scott, how you and I have lived long enough that the way that we actually used to dress has now become Halloween costume material.
You know, you're right. That's exactly. Yeah, I didn't think about that because I didn't wear that much fringe. Yeah, but yeah, you're right.
I mean, let's face it. Did you ever see someone actually go to class like that? Yes.
Yeah.
Did you have people? I had people sitting in church dressed
yes.
like that.
That's
well, I will. Truth. I will say I owned every piece of this costume, so to say, except for the flower crown that I did have to go purchase yesterday.
Wow.
But the bell-bottom jeans, the fringe top, the jean jacket, all in my closet.
Okay, flower crown?
Well, maybe
my headband.
Not the women's side clothing, but yes, ours too.
Very nice, yes. But now you've never seen anybody dressed the way that Zach has, have you?
No.
Well, yes, I have, because if you recall, that's how you get free food one day a year.
Ooh, oh, yeah, that's right. Ah, too bad they aren't doing that today.
Have you not used that? Well, okay, so anyhow, and you are coming as what?
I may not wear a tie. That's my Halloween.
All right, so you'll be the casual general manager today.
Yes.
But you bring up a good point. One more way that we're feeling older. Not old, just old. Thank you. Bye. It's Mr. Downs.
He's coming as the boss.
Yeah. Okay. So, save the outfit because that will get you free food at some point.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking of that. I was like, man, I spent this money. What else? What am I going to do with it?
Wear it to Chick-fil-A.
I can wear it to Chick-fil-A.
There you go. All right. So, Kevin Spacey in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Man.
Let me grab this real quick.
Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. I looked in my closet this morning and saw that fringed suede jacket and thought, I'll just leave it there with my deadhead sticker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Kevin clearly, all right, he apparently was misbehaving and kind of apologized, which brings up the whole deal about how are you supposed to apologize? Because what he said is, I don't remember that happening.
I was drunk.
Right. So if it happened.
I'm sorry.
No, he didn't even say I'm sorry.
Not even the word. Okay.
Didn't even say that. And that's the thing is, so let's talk about, according to Jonathan Schumann put together a paper about what should be in an apology.
Okay.
Number one, you should actually use the words, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Second, acknowledge that you messed up, as in, I take full responsibility. Tell the person how you will fix the situation. Number four, describe what happened in, but without foisting the blame off on somebody else. Okay? You did it. It's not somebody else's fault. In other words, of course, I guess he took it from the standpoint of, I was drunk.
Yeah, you can't blame it on the alcohol, baby.
Make sure the person knows that you know exactly how you hurt or inconvenienced them. Much like the first rule, it is important to actually use the term, I'm sorry, and I was wrong. And then last, you ask for their forgiveness. Bad apologies justify your words or behavior in some way. They blame the victim, they make excuses, and they minimize the consequences. So that's how to apologize. Harvey, you'll never be able to take care of that. I'm just saying. So Harvey will never be able to take that. All right.
And
so,
he just so happened to, apparently he's getting a lot of backlash from the LGBTQ community because, you know, they're thinking that he's kind of using him coming out as a cop-out, so to speak, and trying to divert attention away from what he did.
And of course,
I don't think that's really how anyone wants to come out, though.
No.
You know.
Well, House of Cards, they've announced, has been canceled. They're saying that
because of this?
No, they're saying that this was going to be, what they did is they took the opportunity.
Okay.
To say this is the last season.
Gotcha.
They're looking at three spinoffs is what they say.
Okay.
We'll see if that actually happens. But again, the bottom line is, of course, it was the victim who came forward to say this is what happened. And I don't know. Of course, it'll be interesting to see where are we with Hollywood a year from now? Because when you realize all this stuff is so widespread in all sorts of gender orientations, in all sorts of ways, is that just the way business is done? Is that just the way they do that? Now, there are a whole lot of us who don't care about a lot of the product that comes out of Hollywood. Now, if you're talking about some of the people there, how does it change now? How does it change?
Well, the people there have always been weird, though.
They have always been weird. They have always been weird. But, you know, it's interesting because I noticed last week, we didn't do the story, but last week, Paul Newman's daughter sold his Rolex watch for, I don't know, $1.2 million, and it goes to Paul Newman Charities.
Okay.
Now, Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward were married for, I don't know, 45 years. I mean, she was a fairly big star. He clearly was a really big star. But by all public appearances, they seem to be, air quote, normal or air quote, average.
Right.
And there weren't that many of them. And I guess that's, who would we have in Hollywood right now who follows that?
Is, I mean, somewhat normal,
yeah.
Like couples?
Well, or even just individual actors. I mean, it's
right.
You just don't, and you think you do until you find out.
And so many of them, too, I guess I don't really know what it was like back in the day, but, you know, so many of them now are going into acting at such a young age,
yep.
Too. They're starting super early, and so they're not even getting, you know, normal life experiences from a young age. It's just all the time.
Jeff,
it's what
Bridges,
they know.
Jeff Bridges and his wife have been married for a long time.
They have.
If we're talking about kind of that, stable relationships.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
That's exactly what someone just
Rita
texted
Wilson.
In.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's that's probably some normalcy. The deal is, it's unusual because you play different characters your entire life. You're separated physically from your spouse. I mean, there are a whole lot of things that can happen. You end up having a romantic part of a movie that can
turn
can
into real life
well.
Romance.
But it's just the idea of generally, it's pretty clear that while Harvey happens to be the focal point of this, it probably goes on a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Just not to that level. And I don't know if we're supposed to just turn the other cheek and just say, okay, we'll just bring the product out and we don't want to know what goes on there. I'm not sure where it goes, but... I'm out of the demographic.
Right.
I don't watch that many movies anyway. It's a matter of, you know, what does a 25-year-old think about this? Do they care? The world we live in.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, now here we go. This is something that's not my world either, but you guys do this.
Okay.
It was 10 years ago this week that like appeared on a social media service. The button originally debuted on a platform that was called FriendFeed. Ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
At the time, it just looked like a blue hyperlink with the word like as anchor text.
Okay.
Now, FriendFeed was acquired by Facebook back in 2009. It was shut down in 2015, so it doesn't exist anymore. May have been the first to debut the feature, but it was Facebook which popularized it. So much, here we are now. Online users... in an online poll say 88% of regular social media blog and website visitors say the like button or something similar to it makes the experience online better.
To be able to like something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would it be, would you feel
we
more...
have to have an opinion about everything.
Everybody wants those likes, though. It helps just reiterate.
Boost your ego.
They do. But how often do you guys look at something and go... this is my friend who did this, so I'm going to reaffirm
might
this
as well
by
like
liking
it. But you really don't like it?
Sometimes. I don't know. I'm pretty stingy with my likes.
Yeah, I am too. It takes a lot
to
impress me.
The other thing, this is interesting, at least I know for Instagram, if you see a picture, and let's say it's a massive like account that thousands and thousands of people follow.
Okay.
And it'll say, 10,000 likes, but it'll show a couple of people who you may be friends with. So I can see that Zach liked that picture. And so sometimes when you're going through liking stuff, let's say you see something crude and funny, well, you may not like it because you don't want your name associated with it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right,
I think about that very rarely, but every once in a while I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't like that even though I do like it.
Or sometimes you like somebody's post because you're trying to holler at them.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean, Scott?
Sure. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay.
I'm not saying that.
Why don't you just slide into the DM, Zach?
Well,
why bother with the like? Just go ahead.
And just be like, hey, girl, I like your picture. I like your selfie.
Gosh.
All right. Hey, but going back to the Hollywood thing, yeah. and do people, you know, I guess 25 or that age group, you know, care? I think it did shed a lot of light on, you know, well, just sexual abuse, sexual harassment in general. And they had that whole Me Too campaign that yes. a lot of people were taking place in.
Right.
So I think maybe not so much did the Hollywood aspect, you know, affect people or do they care about that? But because it's shed such a larger light on the whole topic in general, it's definitely become, especially as of late, very, very like in the media, in the know.
Well, certainly because I'm older than y'all, I've been in a lot of situations where somebody would say something to somebody that was inappropriate.
Right.
And
right.
you could just kind of shake your head and laugh and then you go yep. your separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
And you can't interact with people in that way, which is, I'm not sure, unfortunate, but just very different.
It's very different.
And it changes the way that you can interact with somebody now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... I don't know. That's sad in some ways. You hate to think that there are people out there who are just waiting to be offended.
Right.
But we know that they exist.
Right.
And luckily, at least up here at the office, I mean, we all have a pretty good sense of humor.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody. Plus, if you take offense to what somebody says, I think we're all in that kind of relationship where you can approach them about it. Right.
True.
Like,
I think
just
so.
Say it. Just pull them over to the side one on one instead of making a big deal.
And then
it.
Unfortunately, you know, when someone gets offended by a comment that may be, you know, not malicious, it takes away from the circumstances and the situations when something is malicious or is inappropriate. And so when you've got, you know, too many people saying, oh, this is wrong, the actual wrong things are overshadowed by all of it. It's almost like diluting the aggressive, I don't know.
Well, you don't want people
you know
crying,
what I mean?
You don't want people crying.
Crying wolf.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
And that's the
yeah.
way it is in a lot of things, especially in the social media outrage and the political
correctness. That's why it becomes harder for people to believe actual victims.
Right, exactly. And when people are found, look, I'll use it as an example with the Michael Bennett thing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I know that this isn't talking about sexual assault, but whenever he brings this up as a race issue, and if you watch the video, the cops run past several people of color to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty obvious that it's not a race issue. He more or less lied about it. Let's just call it what
sure.
it is.
Okay.
I'm not saying that the police might not have, you know, been a little over aggressive with him.
Right.
But in that kind of situation, I'd much rather that be the case. And he used it as a race issue, and that, like Chelsea was saying, deludes actual race issues that are going on. Because next time, if something does happen to him, let's say, and it is an actual race issue, and he says it, everybody just casts it off as saying, mm-hmm. oh, well,
no, we've
you know.
Been there.
Right.
Yeah, we've
yeah.
been there.
Right.
The other part is here, this is not an institutional environment in that we're not a large organization. You know,
oh, yeah,
like,
our specific.
Yeah, we're like, you know,
yeah,
55,
yeah.
60
right.
off, people here. We're not part of a larger institution
oh,
where
yeah.
if something happens, then you've got to have a hearing or you've got to go through
oh,
some process.
Yeah.
Or there are people who want to climb up the ladder and they'll do it on other people if that's
yep.
what they have to do. So
yeah.
those kind of things are at least absent from our workplace. And for a lot of people, that's true. But in a lot of people who work,
mm-hmm.
for instance, at the university,
yeah.
you know, that can
or
be an ulterior motive.
Or go to school
motive.
At the university.
Or do that,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That can be an ulterior motive to any of this kind of stuff mm-hmm. we're talking about. Okay, well, that was pleasant. We're
yeah.
done with that,
okay.
I hope. Okay. Anyhow, in the next half hour, Facebook says they're not eavesdropping on your conversation.
Right.
Sure.
Really, really not. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a while.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Concerned about giving up control of Sprint, SoftBank is abandoning its efforts to merge the U.S. wireless carrier with T-Mobile. For months, the two sides have been exploring a deal that would combine the numbers 3 and 4 carriers by subscribers. Sprint shares tumbled 9% on the news yesterday. T-Mobile shares dropped more than 5%. SoftBank owns more than 80% of Sprint. Federal Reserve officials begin their two-day policy meeting this morning amid fresh signs that inflation remains lower than they would like, despite strong economic growth. Meanwhile, President Trump is expected to make an announcement Thursday about his pick for Fed chair. Alphabet's Google's lashing out against the European Union over its recent record €2.4 billion antitrust fine against the company, saying the regulator misstated facts and didn't show sufficient proof that the search giant's conduct hurt rivals. The company has appealed the EU decision. On Wall Street, futures indicating a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
Here's a Halloween trick-or-treat. Many apps are using your smartphone's camera to spy on you. Kim Commander with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. It's become impossible for average consumers to know all the ways a smartphone can keep track of us. For instance, when you download an app and it asks permission to access your phone's camera, that app can then have the ability to take pictures and videos using the front or back cameras and upload them wherever the app's creator desires. It can even read your facial expressions to estimate the mood you're in, and you'll never know. To protect your privacy, I always recommend that everyone take a look at their smartphone settings and revoke camera permissions to any apps that don't really need it. But the only fail-safe way to short-circuit these kinds of privacy invasions is a little impractical and geekish. That is, put black tape over your camera's lenses, front and back. So, think twice before you allow camera permissions to any app. Our tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24-7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The end of last week's College Station City Council meeting revisited the beginning, where a public speaker called for more safety improvements in Northgate along University. Bobby Carter, who said he was almost hit crossing University at Boyette, wanted a traffic study.
My suggestion is that the eastbound left turn lane heading this way, going into the Northgate District, be shut down just like the rest of the streets are prior to the area getting busy.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon responded to Councilman James Benham's request to look into the possible installation of a dedicated crosswalk signal.
Public Works has reached out, and we are engaging a consultant for a traffic study involving that intersection. Okay.
Any city request would require official action by TxDOT since University is a state highway. Most Bryan School District campuses will have new starting times after Christmas break. That's the result of dropping a bus system based on hubs and switching to direct routes. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says the decision to start in kindergarten through 6th grade classes before 7th through 12th followed meetings with various constituencies.
Our elementary children are probably better served to start early and finish early. And our secondary kids, it's hard to get them rolling real early. We would keep with that thought that they would go late.
Dr. Whitbeck says that doesn't mean the new schedule won't be reviewed.
When our leadership looked at it from a perspective of 16,000 children and where are most of the children and what is best, the feeling was that to completely flip the schedule was too intrusive and too much of a change at this given time.
Details from Bryan ISD are online at WTAW.com. A former vice chairman of the State Board of Education says charter schools are not making the grade. Thomas Ratliff of Mount Pleasant in Northeast Texas used numbers from the Texas Education Agency to compare charters with traditional ISDs.
From 2012 to 2016, ISDs outperformed charters in SAT, ACT, graduation rates, dropout rates, STAR tests.
Ratliff's research came after the state legislature passed a school finance law that included up to $60 million a year for charter school buildings. The current wait time for blood and drug test results for criminal cases in Brazos County is 8 to 12 months. District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says to expedite this process, the Commissioner's Court has approved hiring a chemist at the Department of Public Safety in Austin.
The blood specimen and the drugs still go to Austin. The difference is that the person that they are assigned to, their first priority is to work on our cases as opposed to the other hundreds of counties that go to the DPS crime lab in Austin.
Parsons says paying the chemist's salary will save money in the long run because less people will be in jail for less amount of time, which residents are paying for.
If we can expedite justice in that way, I think it's a win-win for the taxpayers. I think it's a win for defendants and their attorneys. And I think it's also a win for the state in terms of making sure that the right people are going to jail.
Parsons says they are waiting for approval from DPS, and he expects the new process to begin within a month. While the days are numbered for a pair of coal-fired power plants owned by Luminant in the Brazos Valley, their parent company is involved in a giant merger.
Dallas-based Vistra Energy said today it's acquiring Houston's Dynegy in an all-stock deal to become Texas' largest power producer and one of the largest in the nation. The deal combines Vistra's Texas holdings, including TXU Energy and Luminant, with Dynegy's base of power plants throughout Texas, the Midwest, and the Northeast. The combined company will see power production with 60% from natural gas-fired plants and the rest from coal, nuclear, and solar power. Vistra's roughly $1.75 billion deal to acquire Dynegy will create a combined company that Wall Street values at $10 billion. Russell Hill, TSN News.
The Texas Attorney General's office received about 5,500 price gouging complaints at gas stations following Hurricane Harvey. Paul Singer of the Consumer Protection Division says most of the 127 stations are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which was well away from the storm.
We've sent this notice letter out to stations that were alleged to have charged $3.99 or higher. That amount is so far in excess of where prices were before the storm that we believe that that clearly meets the definition of excessive or exorbitant.
Businesses found in violation would face civil penalties of up to $20,000 per violation, as well as refund requirements. The end of October marks the last day for state employees to participate in the annual State Employee Charitable Campaign. In the Brazos Valley, the campaign is administered by United Way.
October 31st at midnight, that is the last chance that state employees, that includes employees of Texas A&M in the system, that they have the opportunity to make a gift to a charitable organization of their choice through a payroll deduction. So that will be counted in, I believe, deductions from your paycheck begin in January, and those will be designated to the charities that you of your choosing.
UWBV President Allison Prince says as of 2 weeks ago, employees at Texas A&M and the A&M system have raised more than $400,000. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 58 degrees. Remember, you can keep texting us your Halloween costumes to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini master doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini master courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package.
Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
8:39, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof, give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here we go.
Clouds today, a shower or thunderstorm may come through during the afternoon hours. Temperatures 65 to 70 later today. Cloudy tonight, there could be a shower or storm, it's 55 to 60. More clouds tomorrow, the risk of a shower or two just in the morning. Warmer tomorrow, 75 to 80. Partly to mostly cloudy, 65 to 70 tomorrow night. Turning partly sunny, breezy Thursday, a high around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Halloween. Glenn Brewer came as Glenn Brewer. That's kind of neat.
I came as a guy who will do almost anything to get out of dressing in a costume.
You know, it's knock knock joke day,
and I have one for you, Scott.
Okay,
knock knock.
Who's there?
Well, oddly enough, Scott, it's our chamber business after hours. It's coming up on Thursday, November the 9th, and I'm not sure, Scott, why they're knocking at your door, because you don't need an invitation reservation
okay,
for
good,
this. It's
good.
Absolutely free.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be at the St. Joseph Cancer Center on the corner of 29th and Villa Maria, 5:30 to 7 on the 9th, free. Come on out there, see your old friends, make some new ones. Probably the worst knock-knock joke in the world.
No, we've had worse, believe me. Go ahead.
If you see some of the texts, they're probably pretty interesting. But then, you know, we have one of our biggest events of the year following that, November the 13th. It's our annual banquet. And it's sponsored by the City of College Station, and it's really a who's who of businessmen and women out there. We really want people to come on out and celebrate another year of business here. We're going to give out our Citizen of the Year, which is kind of a lifetime achievement award. It's going to go to Judge Al Jones, our former Brazos County judge, and our Volunteer of the Year, Hans Hammond, Branding Iron Management, will also be recognized, and we'll do our Ambassador of the Year. That's a surprise. So come on out on the 13th, 6 to 9 o'clock at the Hilton, $85 for chamber members. You can get a table. Go to our website or call us at the chamber. And then, you know, if you're out there and you're looking for a new employee, or maybe you're an employee, you're looking for a change of pace, our fall job fair is coming up on November the 16th, sponsored by Alltran. It's in the afternoon, 1 to 4 at the Hilton. Booths are $250. Admission is free. We're going to have a booth there to help you with your resume if you come on out there. We always have a lot of good luck, and I think we have a lot of booths already signed up. So we're going to have a really good job fair on the 16th. And then finally, a lot of people's favorite breakfast, the egg breakfast. I wish you guys could come out there
someday.
Yeah,
we can. We haven't been able to do that yet.
7 to 8 o'clock on the 21st, sponsored by Brazos County Farm Bureau, Capital Farm Credit, and Producers Co-op. It's only $15. We got their local farmers and ranchers. They produce the food. They donate it. They serve it. It's just a lot of fun, and it's really good eating on November the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say we wouldn't be the chamber if we didn't have ribbon cuttings, and we got a few. We got a deluxe ribbon cutting tomorrow, Hidden Creek RV Resort on Highway 21. You can get directions on our website. And on November the 10th, another deluxe Warrior Fleet Services at Jones Road Commercial Storage and Warehouse. It's easy for me to say. It's 4:30 to 5:30 on Friday the 10th. Then we have a cool groundbreaking coming up on November the 2nd.
Uh-huh.
City View Southwest, that development out on Barron Road. I know Chef Tate's putting a restaurant out there for our College Station friends, coming out for the groundbreaking. And then a special ribbon cutting on this Friday, 11:30 to 12, SOS Ministries is opening up a new men's home. So come on out there for that. These are absolutely free. And as always, we appreciate our Inner Circle Platinum members. Our Platinum member spotlight today is Baylor Scott & White Healthcare. We appreciate what they do for the chamber. If you need directions or any more information, go to bcschamber.org or call us 260-5200.
There you go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Etch.
Etch who?
Bless you.
Oh,
Glenn Brewer here from the Chamber. Visit with him on Tuesdays. Thanks for the time this morning. All right.
Get into the holiday spirit with our annual Holidays in the Rotunda celebration at the Bush Library and Museum on December 2nd, starting at 10 a.m. This free event takes place in front of the museum's magnificently decorated 19-foot Christmas tree in the Rotunda. And live entertainment in Santa's workshop will get you in the Yuletide spirit. Children will be able to make holiday ornaments in the classroom, while a variety of entertainers will keep things festive in the Rotunda. There will be cookies, hot chocolate, and punch served during the activities. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs 843. So among all this stuff that's happening with the this Paul Manafort, one of the biggest burning questions is who spends $1.3 million on menswear? The Hollywood Reporter says that is a lot of money, even by Hollywood standards. Court documents show that in the span of just 6 days in June of 2008, Manafort spent close to $100,000 on $8,500 a piece custom cashmere and silk sport coats, trousers, multiple $7,000 suits, and other items. Paid $520,000 to a clothing store in Beverly Hills over the course of 6 years. That includes $128,000 in a single outlay in November of 2010. For that kind of money, Manafort could have bought Tom Ford suits worn by famous people like Tom Hanks and Justin Timberlake and Daniel Craig, or he could have bought the kind of suits that both the presidents, Barack Obama and Donald Trump wore, the Brioni suits. Those are $7,500 a piece. He could have done that. So, just saying.
Expensive taste.
They do. Whew. They do, as a matter of fact. So, all right, here's the deal. Facebook has developed a reputation for doing anything that they can to gather information on you. That's why conspiracy theories like the one that is alleging that the site is listening to your conversations via your smartphone microphone are so prevalent.
They're always watching.
But for their part, of course, a Facebook executive recently came out on Twitter to, in fact, say, it ain't happening. The theory holds that Facebook is eavesdropping on our conversations in order to gather information about us that it can use to target their super relevant advertising. Mm. The host of the technology podcast Rely All, name is PJ Vaught, put an open question on Twitter asking his followers to call his show if they believe that Facebook used phone mics to spy on them. He received many interesting responses, including one from a user who claimed a coworker received a Facebook ad saying, "So you popped the question," minutes after he had proposed.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
that's creepy.
Yep.
So PJ also received a response from a Facebook executive himself. "I run ad product at Facebook. We don't and never have used your microphone for ads. It's just not true." I don't do it, so I don't know, but there's no reason to think that they don't or can't.
Yeah.
We had the story last year about the television that could watch you. It was a Samsung television. That's why there are a lot of folks who don't want to put their credit card information out. They don't want to pay by credit card online because they think that it can be, in some ways, at least captured and held to see if that might...
It is pretty bizarre if I am on a computer that I'm logged into, whether it's, you know, Twitter or Gmail, and I, let's say I look up, you know, Old Navy. I go to oldnavy.com because I'm looking at clothes.
Right.
And then if I go get on Instagram on my phone, an Old Navy advertisement will pop up.
Well, that's because
most of the time.
Because the cookies.
Are you Google Plus? Right.
Yeah. See, so it's all connected.
All tied in.
Right. But I don't know if I've ever felt that they were listening to my phone calls.
I always go incognito.
But now here's the other... what, do you put on sunglasses when you get on the internet?
There's an option.
He wears his cow costume.
Let me tell you about the internet, Scott.
Okay,
there's an option that you can go incognito on Google.
Oh, okay.
That apparently will not keep the cookies. I think they still keep track of
it. Well, here's what annoys me is I will go in and I will look for something that I'm not going to have to buy very often.
Right.
And I make the purchase. And then I keep getting those damn ads for months. I don't need to buy another chair.
And if you've already bought it, they shouldn't be advertising that same product.
Exactly.
Something that's similar to it, perhaps.
Or something that would go hand in
hand. Something that would go with it.
Like a couch.
I could see that. But I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe spend extra to just not have to have that? Would that be okay,
Leave me alone.
Really? Could we have the leave me alone feature and you pay an extra $20 a month to just do that? All right. France is apparently running out of butter.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
For their croissants. See? France's much-loved croissant has run up against the forces of the global market. Finding butter for your breakfast staple has become a challenge across France.
Oh.
Soaring global demand and falling supplies have boosted butter prices And with French supermarkets unwilling to pay more for the dairy product, producers are taking their wares across the border. That has left the French, the world's biggest per capita consumer of butter, short of that key ingredient that they use for their sauces and other things as well.
We are all at the butter.
So now,
no butter.
And somehow I would think probably oleomargarine is probably not that good for your croissant. You
yeah,
know,
probably not.
Make it kind of lay flat on the plate rather than be that little fluffy thing. Hello.
Right.
What bothers me is every time you buy something, do something, go someplace, every company wants you to fill out a survey on how they did.
Yes, that's also true.
Yes.
And
good thing we don't have that for the radio.
That's exactly right.
Because we don't care what y'all think.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Blinn College, Max Express Food Mart, Atkinson Toyota, and InTech Pest Control. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, Ten Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This is kind of, well, I don't know, unfortunate. Elvira is retiring from her role as the Mistress of the Dark tonight after 50 years.
Oh, okay.
She talked to the Colorado Springs Gazette and said that she'll be appearing in her final show at Knott's Berry Farm tonight, where she's been headlining the Halloween performances for 21 years. Cassandra Peterson, I think, is her name.
Okay.
And used to see her really around a lot. She would advertise different things.
Mistress of the Dark.
I can remember
Cassandra
her
Cassandra Peterson, you're correct.
Yeah, she used to do beer commercials, I want to say for Bud, I think, Bud Light, something like that. Although she's giving up her live performances, she said, I'd love to be back on TV with a regular show. We'll see how it goes, and maybe in between there, I'll have a life.
Oh, wow. Without the get up in the dark.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Interesting. Well, again, that's and I don't remember what it was. I think maybe she, back in the day, you know, you'd have these scary movies on at night, and I think she started doing that in Los Angeles, and that's how she came up with this character.
Yeah, she's naturally a redhead.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. She's a ginger.
Yeah. Did know that. Yep. Okay. Well,
so she already didn't have a soul, so right. Being Mistress of the Dark, you know, it's a perfect fit.
So now once the kids are in bed tonight, the question is, there's the candy. Mm-hmm. There's their candy right there. I don't know if you've
safety check.
It. Yeah. Well, of course the safety check. And then after they're there, you've got, you got to figure out what wine to drink with it, right?
Ooh,
of course.
Yeah, of course.
Butterfinger. Okay.
Is it inappropriate to drink wine while handing out candy?
Don't take the glass to the door.
Kids.
Oh.
Don't take the glass to the door.
Or happy you Halloween.
Put it in a plastic cup.
But you see, again, now, Chelsea, that's exactly what we were talking about earlier. You're going to offend somebody.
They don't deserve my candy.
There you go. Just trying to be fun. Do a little bit, you know, like, act like you're getting in the spirit.
I will say, talking about being offended, one of the funniest costumes I've seen on social media is someone wrapped up in bubble wrap with the word fragile, and they are a millennial.
I like that.
Yes.
I really do like that.
And or a sign that says, I'm offended on the front.
Sometime during the day, you can send a picture of what you wore to work today. We'll have a little contest, give away a prize tomorrow, 979-695-1620.
And I like this one. I'm going to call it out just because it was so cute. But she's a career advisor at Texas A&M, and she's dressed up as the career fairy.
Okay. What is she wearing?
She's wearing like a pink like fairy gown.
Okay.
With a sash that says career fairy.
Perfect.
And she's got a tiara and a wand and the whole bit.
See, now too bad we didn't have any of those.
When you
I know, where was my career fairy? This is exactly how I ended up here.
I'm stuck in radio. So there. When you said flower crown, I thought you had gone and actually bought like a crown that had flowers on it.
Well, I have this headband.
Yeah,
with
I know.
The flowers.
Yeah, yeah, but I thought you, you know, actually.
I bought
had,
it.
Yeah.
It's very pretty, Chelsea. Yeah,
like it was a tiara with flowers on her. Okay.
Yeah, she's a flower headband.
She's the princess.
Now, here's the other thing: is where's the next place you could possibly wear that?
Oh, the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, be perfect.
Oh, yeah. It's barbarian.
I don't know. I think I'm just
going
to start wearing it randomly.
You could do that. Kat, did you see what Kat has made for the Renaissance Festival?
No.
No.
Well, is it extravagant?
Well, it's like a, oh, I, you know, I don't want, it's like some dress that women wear in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh.
And it's, you know, it's not.
Which she lived over there for a while.
It's complicated.
Okay.
And she was explaining, showing me the picture of it yesterday. And
oh, so she's sewing it.
No,
oh.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. She makes it. Yeah. And she's going to wear it to Renaissance Festival.
Okay.
And then she's also going to wear it to like some, Burgermeister Oktoberfest kind of thing in the German part of Texas. And it said it'll probably be better received there because it has a high neckline. Because, you know, at the Renaissance
Festival. Right, the Renaissance Festival, they are they proud of their goods.
Much especially prefer, a barbarian weekend.
Yeah, much prefer that. All right, so anyway, we're doing wine and candy. Let's
important stuff.
That's right. If you Starburst or Nerds or anything else that's straight sugar, pair that with a dry Riesling.
Okay.
Okay, or a dry rosé.
All right.
Because you're already getting enough sugar.
Yeah.
You don't need any more.
Mm-mm.
Okay, if you're eating Snickers, go with your basic Syrah. What's it called?
Shiraz.
That's it, Shiraz.
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
A deep Shiraz. Four candy corn.
No.
It says here champagne.
Champagne and candy corn.
Or Prosecco. Mm.
Okay.
It says.
Sure.
Apparently the waxiness of the candy corn goes well with the bubbles.
Okay.
Kit Kats or anything else that's mostly chocolate, do a Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Definitely something red.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Of
course.
Number two, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, do a Lambrusco. It's sweet wine that goes well with peanut butter.
Oh.
And the same thing's true for jelly, too, you know, because it's sweet and it goes with peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
And a Butterfinger, try their buttery Chardonnay.
Ooh.
Flavor goes best with white wine.
Okay.
Got anything for Boone's Farm in there?
It does not. Wow. Hello.
What about Bud Light?
I saw a girl at the Renaissance Festival one time. It's like I think she should get the most determined prize because it really didn't fit her, and they had to cinch her into it. It looked like she was being forced through a sieve.
Oh, poor girl. I know that everybody went up and wanted to tell her
it's
they
the
felt
worst
sorry
when
for
you
her.
Like can't breathe and your ribs are being crushed.
Yeah, but you really felt good for that 3 hours because, you know, there were guys who thought they were special coming up and telling you how good you look.
I really like your dress. Yeah.
All right, so here are the fears that people have, the names of the fears that people have.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, I know. Glossophobia, fear of public speaking. That's called glossophobia.
I don't think any of us have that issue.
No, not much. Necrophobia, that's fear of the dead.
Okay.
Thalassophobia, fear of deep water.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
Got that.
Yeah, I understand. Claustrophobia, that's small places.
Right.
Okay, got it. Acrophobia, heights.
Mm.
Number one is arachnophobia.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Spiders.
That spider thing.
I don't think I have arachnophobia. I just don't like them.
Yeah.
I
just prefer not to be around them if you could do that.
I met somebody this weekend who fears ketchup. Ask me.
Really?
I didn't ask a lot of questions.
Because it looks like blood, I guess?
I don't know. Just really, doesn't like being around ketchup. We were at a tailgate. Luckily, there was no ketchup in sight. But
interesting.
Doesn't like being around ketchup.
Ketchup, yeah.
I had a friend who hated grease. I don't know. I don't think he was necessarily like
car grease?
Afraid of it. No. Like any kind of, food grease.
Okay.
Like if something was really greasy, couldn't do it.
Weird. Huh.
But I don't know if he's necessarily scared of it. I think he just didn't like it.
Right.
But
what's the one thing almost everybody has but you never use? One thing that almost everybody has but you never use is ask on Reddit. Here's some things on the list. Again, most everybody has one. You have no use for it. Your high school ring.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Charger for
I think that's changed. I don't think that many people get their rings anymore. Yeah.
Charger for an old device.
I mean,
I've kept that. And you're going, why?
Yeah.
Never going to need it again.
Or you just don't remember what it's to, so you might need it.
Yeah.
You just don't know if you need it. But yeah.
Okay. Those four stray birthday cake candles that constantly roll around in the
in the
drawer,
junk drawer.
Yeah. Right? I mean, they don't match the color of anything.
Right.
They're not the same length. It's something that you just bought too many of. The extra buttons that come on your dress shirt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they're right there till you need one.
Till you need one and then you don't. Yep.
That battery at the back of the drawer that you aren't sure if it's dead or not.
Did I take this out already?
Yeah. Well, you know, the way to know is touch it to your tongue.
Yeah.
If it's a 9-volt, you'll know right away. Hello.
Do they include common sense or not list?
No. Oh. Very nice. But a lot of people don't have it to begin with. Hello.
That's true.
Common sense. I was going to say common sense.
Absolutely. No, you're...
Beat you to it.
You're exactly right. But again, there's some people who don't have it to begin with. There are 9 letters in the word Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In 30 seconds, your job is to give me a different word that begins with each of the letters of Halloween. Who wants to play?
Sure.
Okay, here he goes, Zach.
Wait a minute. So just to clarify, for the H, I got to find an H word.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. H. Well, hang on. Wait, got to do 30 seconds. Hang on. Okay, go. H.
Health.
A.
Adam.
L.
Loser.
L.
Like.
O.
Oh, my gosh.
That is not a word.
Ophelia. I don't know.
Owl.
There you go. W.
Water.
E.
Everyone.
E.
Elephant.
N.
No.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
Had to help him
together,
out there.
Together,
teamwork.
We can do it together.
Yeah, you split the prize, which is nothing.
I like I went straight for the animals. Owl.
Hey,
elephant.
It makes it easy. That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the
world we live in.
That's right. Speaking of animals, Tiger Woods announced he's coming back.
Oh,
into the
yeah.
Golf, huh?
Well, remember, he tried to do that last time.
Yeah,
we'll see
how that happens. And finally today, a devoted mom who's 98 has moved into a retirement home in Liverpool, England, to live with her son, who's 80.
Aww,
isn't that nice?
That's pretty sweet.
Happy Halloween. We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.